Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., with me, Thais St. Julian, and we have a very interesting program today for you. It's based on one of the most proficient medieval dances, referred to as the estampie, sometimes called estampita, sometimes called the stantipies. And our program today will feature mostly estampies, and accordingly, it is called Mostly Estampies. We have music of this type performed by three different early music ensembles, and we're going to start off with a goodly amount of them.
We're going to begin with Estampie Royale Française, that means French estampies of the 14th century, La Quinta, La Seconde, La Tierce, La Sexta, La Septime, La Quatre, La Ultime. The ensemble performing this is Loendana.
Thank you.
seven 14th century French estampes performed there by the ensemble called Londana. Actually, Londana just consists of three instrumentalists playing different instruments there. And getting back to the word estampes, which is the name of our program today, mostly estampes, musicologists are just assuming that these were dance pieces. The name dance in any language at all is not contained in the title of these pieces. They're just called basically estampes. There's no surviving dance manuals of that period which would describe how the dance was performed and whether it was done with just men, just women, or men and women, or just a solo dance. The name of the alternate name for the dance, the stantipes, sometimes suggests that maybe one foot was stationary during the dance, although many musicologists believe that estampes applies to the fact that perhaps the feet were stamped on the ground. And our program today is devoted all to estampes, so you have a chance to try all of these suggested steps out and make your own decision. We're going to another country now.
We are. Now we're going to the danse anglaise. That's the English dances. We'll hear a stantipes, then an estampé, and then a 13th century stantipes. All of these pieces are from the 13th century, these English pieces.
Thank you.
and the Ensemble Loredana performing three more estampes. Actually, the first two were referred to as stantipes, and I mentioned before that was an alternate name for estampes, and we did end those, by the way, those first two, the stantipes, were English from the 13th century, and we ended with another 14th century French estampes. Our program today is called Mostly Estampes, and guess what? We're going back to more estampes. We're going now to another ensemble, going from the Loredana Ensemble, which we just heard, and listening to what the Dufay Collective does through these types of dances. So Thais will give us what the Dufay Collective will be playing along the estampes.
Indeed. First, we'll hear an estampe, an English estampe of the 13th century. Then, three French 13th century estampes, the first La Sesta, the second La Carte, and the third La Septine. And then finally, an estampe from the Robert Bridge Codex. This is an English piece from the 14th century.
Thank you. Thank you.
one of the few keyboard estampes. That one's from the Robert Fridge Codex, which is a codex dealing with keyboard pieces from England around the 14th century. But we did hear estampes prior to that, English estampes, and then three French estampes. And guess what? That's all of the estampes we're going to hear in this program. And our program is called Mostly Estampes. So we're ending with a different type of dance, and that dance is a saltarello. Saltarello is a type of dance that is danced by two people, partners, and it's assumed that they did jump around, which somehow is the name of suggests from the origin from the Italian language. So the saltarello will be played by members of the New York Ensemble for Early Music. And our program today was called Mostly Estampes, and so we ended with a piece that was not an estampe, that was a saltarello, but it was a dance like the estampes.
And it was something I really enjoyed, all of the mixture of sounds. It's just great. We want to thank you for being with us today here on Continuum, and we look forward to joining with you again next week for another hour of early music. Stay well.